Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I
Your
please?
name?
Yes.
Your name?
Hello?
Joseph? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear
Are
me?
you a man? Yes, I can. Are you a manager?
Yes, ma'am. I am a manager. My name is Joseph. Oh. I'm the floor supervisor.
Okay. So, I have been apparently getting your product since April. And other than the very first order, the first month, I have been returning them every month. And I didn't know that when you return things throughout this COVID thing that, you know, these places that go, I don't know where they go to, but the company itself is not even aware that they've been returned. But I'm calling because I called in last month. I opened it and got your number to call in to have it canceled. I have a cancellation number. However, my statement still has it on for October or for November, and I want that taken off because I am not using it. And if possible, everyone to be taken off, actually, except the first order. The first one I left, I held on to it too long, so I couldn't return that one. But since I have already been paying on my credit card bill, those other ones have been paid for, but I do not want to pay for the one in October, or November, I mean, sorry, I keep saying October, November. November 3rd or 5th.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand, ma'am, and I'll be more happy to assist you. I'm just currently working on trying to pull up an account for you today so we can see exactly what's going on. Do you mind providing me with the zip code, please?
14882.
Mm-hmm. You said that was 14882, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Trudy, T-R-U-D-Y, Congdon,
okay.
C-O-N-G-D-O-N.
Okay, and the shipping address that is on the account, ma'am?
202
mm-hmm.
Lansing, L-A-N-S-I-N-G, Station
mm-hmm.
Road, Lansing, New York, 14882.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Okay. So I was able to go ahead and pull up an account with that information. I do see you spoke with the representative. They went ahead and canceled the account
mm-hmm.
out, and then
but
they
did not take off October. I keep saying that. November's billing.
Okay, ma'am, I understand. I'm just looking over the notes real quick, if you don't mind, if I can, to have a better understanding of that. Okay, so I do see it was initially an order that was placed on here, ma'am. It was for the trial period that you placed the order for the capsules, ma'am.
Well, there's a capsule, there's the capsules, and there's a little bottle with an eyedropper liquid in it, too.
Yes, it was for the CBD capsules and oil that you placed the order initially, and that was back on the 24/26, ma'am, for $5.97 and $4.97. Do you remember ever placing that order for the CBD oil and capsules, ma'am?
I don't know. I had seen this online and I had
mm-hmm.
ordered it. I thought they came together,
mm-hmm.
but on my billing, there's a $99.94 and a $95.94.
So yes, they're part of the same trial period, ma'am, is what you placed an order for. It was a total of $10 and
right.
94
so
cents for that trial.
I kept You're right. And I kept that too long. I never opened it. I kept it too long to send back because I had tried it and they said that I read on it that it was, you know, an extended time, you know, just a short time. That one I'm not concerned about. It's all of the other ones that I have sent back. I wrote cancel on the envelopes and that, or, you know, the packages. And then I did open one. It got a number, an address, and I wrote. And last month I called. And so I got that cancellation number, but that's fine. But I just, the other ones have been already paid for because I've been paying for it and not realizing it, how much it was. And stupid me, I didn't really look at things when I should have. That's, you know, my fault. But this November's bill, I talked to her and I thought she was taking that off my credit card.
So I don't see anything about it being refunded by that previous representative. It was canceled out. I do see they, you know, I do want to let you know and explain that it was initially that 14-day trial period you placed for $10.94. It was a 14-day trial. After the 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel within that 14-day trial period, you were going to be billed the full retail price of the trial and then put on automated billing and shipping to receive the product. So that's what you're seeing those charges for, the $99.94
and $95.94. Right. I understand that. But all I am asking for is to have the 1103. Well, I don't know why I've got two numbers, two dates here, 1103 and 1105. Of this year, that's the only ones I'm asking to have refunded.
I understand, ma'am. And now it was agreed upon in those terms and conditions, and we do have to provide that to our customers because it is a legally binding contract. What I'm going to go ahead and do for you, though, for the misunderstandings with those terms and conditions, I'm going to go ahead and provide you today with a 50% refund for you today. Okay?
Only a 50%? Okay. Better. Something is... That's better than nothing. But thank you.
Okay, let me go ahead and get that refund issued for you, ma'am. And just to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank or anything?
No, okay. There is not. I just, but they, I tried to go through them, and they said that they asked me if I had called or written. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I had not, but then I did. And I wrote a letter, and then I did call. So.
I completely understand. Okay, let me go ahead and get those refunds issued back to you. Please just stay on the line while I get those refunds issued for you. And thank you so much for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I greatly do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just getting the refunds issue for you.
What's that?
I'm here. I'm just getting the refund issued for you today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and issued those refunds for you, ma'am. And that's
okay.
for the
That's
for the amount for the charges that were done on the 3rd of November. So the first amount you'll be getting back, ma'am, is going to be for the charge of $95.94, and it's going to be with a 50% refund, $47.97.
Okay.
So that is your first amount you'll be seeing back on the account. And then your second amount is going to be for the charge of the $99.94, ma'am. But before I provide you with that refund confirmation number, I need to give you the first one. Are you ready for it?
Oh,
yeah. I almost forgot to. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I thought
okay.
I gave it to you, and then I double checked, and I'm like, nope, I didn't.
That's okay.
My brain skipped right over it. Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the first refund amount is going to be $47.97, and it's going to be refund confirmation number for that one is
5762.
And then 650030.
Okay. Is that
5762650030.
Oh.
And that's for $47.97. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. So the second amount you'll be getting back is for the initial charge of $99.94 with the 50% refund I issued. It's going to be the refund amount is $49.97, and that refund confirmation number is 5762. And then it's going to be 62184 2. And again, that's going to be $49.97.
Okay.
Of a refund amount you'll be getting back on that. Premium. So you should
okay.
see the refund back in your account within about 3 to 5 business days for both of those.
Okay, thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes, ma'am. And the account is closed out. Did you get
all
the
right.
cancellation number by the representative when they previously spoke
yes,
to you?
Yes, they did. And I can read that off to you.
Absolutely. If you would like, I can confirm that.
Okay. C, as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
6, A, number 1, 5, 0, 1, 4, E, 5, 9.
That is correct, ma'am. Okay. I
all
believe
right.
you got all of the everything you need. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support. And you have a very wonderful day. Stay safe, okay?
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.